Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't really think you can call it a platform yet. I already reblogged that. I reblogged it and retweeted it. I retweeted it, I reblogged it, and I checked into it.
This app is so elegant.
Are you gonna get the new Kindle? I saw it on TechCrunch.
How is this different from Facebook? They don't even have a Foursquare menu for their apartment.
I don't really get Tumblr. Is the internet down? I didn't even finish high school.
Think of it like an Instagram for hamburgers.
He's a genius. It's like Pandora
for cats.
Are you gonna get the new iPhone?
It's like Airbnb for Facebook games.
I thought I'd check.
Who has a party in Palo Alto?
Think of it as a Netflix for YouTube.
How is this different from RDO?
An iPhone charger?
I saw it on that Facebook.
I check in on Path, and then I send it to Foursquare. I also send it to Tumblr, and then Tumblr auto-posts to Twitter and Facebook.
And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the pristine campus of the University of British Columbia. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes. I am your host, Jason, and I will be with you for the next scintillating 90 minutes on this 29th day of May, 2013. Got an incredible show coming up for you. We've got a bunch of new music into the studio that we will play for you today. Some interesting news stories for fans of the Pixies. As well, if you would like to find out how to be in their next book, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We will do our web roundup and pull off the best from the best social media sites out there. As well, we will go to our stalwart segment, 80s College Radio DJ, where we'll flash back to 1987. But let's get right to the music this morning. Fresh off the CD playlist, brand new music from The Strokes. This is Tap Out from Come Down Machine. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. ties, lift your head. Chemical react, surgery to your head. Eyeballs up all night, turn red.
Celebrate 30 years of alternative publishing, Discorder will be hosting a birthday bash on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, plus a silent auction with a ton of killer prizes. For more information, go to discorder.ca.
And welcome back. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes 101.9 in Vancouver. And started your morning off with a great set from South of the Border. You heard the Strokes from their new album, Come Down Machine. That was Tap Out. And then Santigold featuring Karen O. That was Go from Master of My Make-Believe. And then staying on the Karen O theme, you heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from their brand new album, Mosquito. And that was Buried Alive featuring Dr. Octagon. I am Jason, your host. I'm going to be here with you for the next L. 55, 60 minutes, who knows, maybe even 75 on the 29th of May. If you want to get a hold of us, you can phone into the station anytime on the telephone. Rotary dial, only 10 for those that affected. 604-822-2487. You can reach us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. And of course, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. And for those of you who still use websites, we've got one of those as well, www.tweetsandtunes.com. Well, at the top of the show, we mentioned that for all of you Pixies fans, if you wanted to take a chance and be a part of Pixies history, you can now do that with a new Kickstarter application. If you head over to kickstarters.com, there is a Pixies Visual History hardcover edition book coming out. It's going to chronicle the band through photographs taken by fans, professional photographers, the band themselves, spanning the entire career of the Pixies. And you can actually head over to Kickstarter, and if you're pledging more than $75, not only do you get an edition, a limited edition of the book, they'll actually have your name put in the notes at the end, so you can actually make yourself a part of Pixies history. Other exciting things going on around the web today. I've got a sad obsession with Justin Bieber news, and poor Biebs is in trouble again. You know, first it was Anne Frank visits, and then it was leaving his monkey in Germany, and now apparently driving his white Ferrari a little too fast within his gated community, causing his neighbors some stress. I think his mom just let him out and said it was okay. As long as he didn't go outside the gated community, he could drive his car as fast as he wants. But apparently not. The police in California have taken some complaints and forwarded them to the district attorney for further investigation. Sadly, I think Biebs is heading the direction of Lindsay Lohan and Amanda Bynes. Not necessarily our proudest moment in the world of Canadian exports. But we've got some great Canadian exports that we can focus on, and we're going to get right back to the music. We are going to pull out a little Groenland, throw it out to Montreal. This is Criminals.
To be done still. bonds we've built. Rooted in impatience, we keep the blood we spilled. In jars to display it, for artists stored at sights. Actively ignoring the parts we didn't like. I can't see this through to the end. Too many free, just to defend. Even if this could be worked out, our words would never have much clout. All alone then, 'cause we acted the same.
time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the woodcutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Ah, the beaver. A proud and noble Canadian animal. But don't ask the Belarusians what they think about beavers. Sadly, we rip this story from the headlines. A beaver attack in Belarus killed a man trying to take a photo. You know, Canadians are getting a bad rap internationally, starting, of course, with Justin Bieber and his escapades throughout Europe. And now, in Belarus, a fisherman who wanted his picture taken with a beaver died after the animal attacked the 60-year-old man, biting him several times and slicing the femoral artery in his leg. If you look at the history of the beaver in Europe, at one time hunted to the brink of extinction, but now, due to conservation efforts and restocking of beaver populations, what was once almost an extinct animal has now ballooned to 80,000 population of beavers in Belarus, causing them now to wander into public areas. So, if it's not Justin Bieber, it's the beaver. Again, our proud and noble national animal, giving Canadians a bad name internationally. I think the beaver got a bad rap. I think if you were hunted to the brink of extinction, you too might get a little upset if a Belarusian fisherman tried to pick you up so he could have his picture taken with you. Buyer beware, I think, in that situation. Okay, well, we kicked off the show with a set south of the border, and we brought it all back home north of the 49th on that last set. You heard Groenland from their album The Chase. That was Criminals. You can find them on the Bone Sound label. After that, you heard Folly and the Hunter. That was from Tragic Care and Ghost. And you can find them on Outside Music. And finally, we came back a little west to the Mecca, metropolis of music here in Western Canada, Regina, home of the recent Juno Awards. That was the Lazy MKs from their Sunset Sessions with a rousing rendition of Sabotage. Well, a sad day in Toronto as rains, torrential downpours have flooded many of the major arteries. Torontonians not sure what to do. There's a man on the Queen E, I hear, building an ark. Animals are filing onto it. So many, many Torontonians and others in the GTA area having trouble getting into work this morning. So as they're sitting at home listening to their internet, like our friend of the show, Grant McKenzie. Good morning, Grant. We will play some tunes. Let's give them a little Toronto. Hey, how's she going? Toronto's local band. This is Silver Gun and Spleen. Semi-truck, self-titled track, Tweets and Tunes.
I'll move right through you.
When I was a kid, I didn't have much, but I knew Father's Day was coming up. And I wanted to get my dad something that I could afford, but that would also show how much I cared. So what I did is I got him a t-shirt. It said, World's Greatest Dad, Semi-Finalist.
Just for Laughs presents Anthony Jeselnik, star of Comedy Network's Jeselnik Offensive, at the Vogue Theater, Thursday, June 6. Tickets on sale now at VogueTheater.com or call 604-569-1144.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon and have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
And if you like yourself some punk rock, and who doesn't, be sure and tune in Thursday morning from 10 to 11 for Tim's show, Rocket from Russia. You'll hear some great punk tunes, new school, old school, middle school, I'm not sure. But great, great tunes, as well as you'll find many other incredible shows here on CITR, Community College Radio Programming. All the stuff that you'll never hear on your mainstream station. So for those of you who get tired of the four-song rotation playing on your local radio stations, tune in to many of the shows. You can head to our website at citr.ca and get a full list of all the shows and their times so you can tune in, find your favorite show, as well as exploring some new ones as well. And they all stream live on the internet via our player at citr.ca. All right, well, it is web roundup time here on Tweets and Tunes, and we will start off with the top trending topics on Twitter for all of you alliteration fans. Toronto, trending due to some flooding, although as we received some feedback on Twitter, again from Grant McKenzie, apparently not all people are wet and soggy in Toronto. Canadian politics also trending on Twitter for several reasons. Public servants apparently upset that they are now going to be subject to a review process, the government says, so they can ensure Canadians are receiving the best service from their government. I don't have a problem with that. I'm sure my Twitter will blow up from union members, but I don't think there's a problem. I think we all have jobs. At the end of the day, it's always nice to have a review to know where you stand, but apparently not everyone is in agreement with such things. Also trending on Canadian politics, apparently there's some scandal with the Senate. Who knew? And falling down a little bit farther, Canada. Canada is trending in Canada. Not too exciting, but... this just in, 36 seconds ago, the Bank of Canada announces that the prime rate will remain the same. No change for all of you variable mortgage and loan holders. Good to know. I see someone has picked up our feed and also tweeted about the beaver attacking the Belarus fishermen. Again, Canada getting some publicity, not in the good way, but you know what they say, any publicity is good publicity. Heading over to Reddit and looking at the top Reddit items in music right now. Nine Inch Nails has a new album out. It's going to be finished later this year. That is the number one trending topic on Reddit right now. Number three is Queens of the Stone Age. New album is streaming, and that's been voted up to number three. And at number six, Belle and Sebastian, If She Wants Me. You can go ahead and listen to there. On Reddit, on the subreddit music. And finally, number seven voted topic on the Reddit music subreddit is, it's 2013. Who still listens to Limp Bizkit? Excellent question, but I believe we all know the answer to that, and it is no one. No one today still listening to Limp Bizkit. Looking on Mashable, if you head over to Mashable and you go to their entertainment and music section, you know, a couple of weeks ago we played a video, which of course you only heard the audio portion of. Although we are developing here at CITR a video that can be seen on radio. I'll get back to you with more updates as they become available. But we played a segment where songs, classic songs, were redone through nothing but 8-bit Mario sounds, such as Michael Jackson's Thriller, Bohemian Rhapsody. And I think we agreed at that time that we would never play songs done with 8-bit sounds again. But I'm going to break that decree, and we will go to Mashable and listen. Daft Punk has a new album out, Random Access Memories, and it debuted number one on the Billboard 100 charts. It's their first number one album. And the entire album has been redone by Joe Jeremiah in nothing but 8-bit. So we will give you a little sample here right now. This is Get Lucky in 8-bit. You know what? I have to admit that Daft Punk in 8-bit sounds so much better than Bohemian Rhapsody in 8-bit. And we'll wrap up our web roundup today with a little news flash from the website of our friends at North Country Public Radio in Canton, New York, talking about New York beekeepers frustrated but rebuilding their hives. Apparently, beekeepers nationwide in the U.S. reported a 30% loss in bees over last winter. There's been concern, of course, about the worldwide future of bees being killed by pesticides. We can blame it all on Monsanto, by the way. And the European Union actually issued a ban on certain farm pesticides because they've been linked to bee deaths. And you're wondering why we're talking about bees. Well, it seemed a lovely segment into this great Vancouver band that you all know and love.
It's the blood you left behind.
That's right. It's Beekeeper. This is from the Shout at the People album. It's the blood. Listen to Jason and Tweets and Tunes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. shattered bone frame.
But when I'm sleeping,
but when you're sleeping, I can trace the boundaries of this land.
But when I'm sleeping,
but when you're sleeping, make sense of the guilt and the yada yada.
But when I'm sleeping,
but when you're sleeping, we are like two birds in a nest.
Thank you.
And you're back. And so am I. Lovely to be together with you. That was Rika from her album Kodiak, and Blackie. Before that, you heard Foles from the Holy Fire album, and that was My Number. And Beekeeper, Shout at the People, It's the Blood, kicked off that set for you. Good morning on this 29th day of May. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes. You'll find us here each and every Wednesday morning from 6:30 to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, for those of you listening on the interweb. And that's right, it's the time of the show that you have all been waiting for.
It's Tweets and Tunes! And once again, it's time for 80s College Radio DJ, that segment where we play a song guaranteed to take the wrinkles out of your skinny puppy t-shirt.
The year 1987. In Canada, music fans were about to experience quite the treat as the Cowboy Junkies recorded the Trinity Session at Toronto's Church of the Holy Trinity, one of the iconic albums on the Canadian music scene. Born 1987, a young hockey player from Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, named Sidney Crosby, who went on to score a goal or two, from what I hear. The Trillium Book Award went to In the Skin of a Lion, and Vicky Metcalf Award went to one of my personal favorites, Robert Munch. Also in 1987, Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson set a new world record in the 100-meter dash. Sadly, only a year later, at the Seoul Olympics, was found to be a no-good dirty cheater. Also happening, deaths in 1987. Lauren Green. For those of you who are fans of Lauren Green's New Wilderness, the New Wilderness was no more as of 1987. And sticking with our favorite topic, Quebecois politics, René Lévesque passed away on November 1st in 1987. And in 1987, your college radio station's airwaves were being burned up by The Smiths. Girlfriend in a Coma, 1987. Tweets and Tunes.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's serious. Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think she'll pull through? Do you really think she'll pull through? My baby, goodbye.
outside. I don't really like you, but I like you on the inside.
That was Yacht Club Toronto Zone from their album Non Avera, and Flash. Before that, you heard Chick Chick Chick, whose name is actually spelt with three exclamation marks, but apparently it's pronounced Chick Chick Chick. That was from their Thriller album, not to be mistaken with Michael Jackson's Thriller album, Slide. And of course, before that, on 80s college radio DJ, the most sought after segment of the show, you heard the Smiths, Girlfriend in a Coma, which, you know what, not necessarily a bad thing depending on who your girlfriend is. All right, we were talking a little bit earlier about Monsanto, the evil giant that they are, and of course talked a little bit about them and killing all the world's bees. They're launching a new genetically modified corn in the U.S. this week. So there you go, your corn is going to get even more genetically modified. Apparently it's now going to avoid drought, locusts, and the Republican Party. All of these things will now be completely avoided by corn. And that snickering in the background, someone just walked into the studio. That's someone, DJ Jack Velvet. Good morning.
How the heck are you?
The heck I am well. The heck I am well. Thank you. Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
So the evil Monsanto, what are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you
They're
exactly.
They're getting into my shampoo now, I think.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Shampoo, something I don't have to worry about so much.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I did.
Yes.
On Tweets and Tunes, you know, we highlight both local indie music as well as technology on this show.
Yes.
And I just downloaded an app yesterday called Buycott.
You can I've heard of it.
You can go to the App Store. It is Buycott.
I heard about it just last week.
And you can join different campaigns. And, of course, referring to Monsanto, you can actually go in and join all the Monsanto campaigns. And now every time I go to a grocery store, I scan a label, and it'll let me know if in any way the product is associated with Monsanto.
Yeah.
Not that
I think... It's a tangled web we weave, I'd say.
It is. I am now down to eating alfalfa sprouts.
Yeah, there's not much left.
And certain brands of water.
Yeah.
That,
only certain brands of water, though, right?
Exactly.
I try to avoid branded water myself. Yeah. But,
problem is when they brand
it's
it, the brand it, it all goes
a lot
away.
Of steam.
Yeah, and there's no water
it's
left.
A mess. Yeah.
I found it amusing that the Monsanto's their RTP site received a work safety award.
RTP?
Yeah, one of their sites, the Research Triangle Park site facility.
See. Yes.
So they're keeping their employees safe while developing organisms that are going to kill us all in the long run.
I'm not fond of what they're doing to the bees.
No.
Or
big
at least
problem.
What we think they might be doing to the bees. We can't say categorically, but what we think they may be doing to the bees.
I can, right here on radio.
Yeah.
Categorically.
I hope you got a good lawyer.
I can categorically say that some people are concerned about bees.
Yeah, well, I'm concerned about bees.
And concerned about what Monsanto's products allegedly may be doing to the bees.
Yes. Well, bees are important.
They are.
They're hugely important. They're like the center of the ecosystem in a way.
Well, absolutely. Things don't get pollinated without... You That's know, there's right. a reason why your parents told you about the birds... And the bees.
That's right.
Speaking of which, you still have a column of bees.
We still have a column of bees in our yard, but they're now kind of they've settled into the tree.
Why don't
they're not swarming anymore?
They're not swarming
anymore.
They
are there.
You know, it might be helpful. Speaking of Monsanto, if you're worried about the bees, just go get a whole thing of Roundup.
Yeah, well, I don't use that crap either.
And spray it just right over
that stuff
right over your bees. I'm sure that'll take care of
it. I have in the past used various defoliants.
Yes.
Over the years, but not in a long time. I used to use stuff like Weed and Feed, which just kills broadleaf leaves on your lawn. But my wife has persuaded me to stop using such things. So now we just mow.
We mow. Keep it down, and then you can't actually see the heads of the...
That's right.
And it all looks like grass at the end of the day.
It all looks like grass. It's all green. And if you leave it go a few weeks, of course, you got these big things standing up, towering above the neighborhood. But
I know.
You just keep mowing.
My parents were killed by broadleaf weeds.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you go to the top...
That and ketchup.
Ketchup, yeah. Which apparently is
water truck.
Made by Monsanto now. Yeah, the top information post, a digital news aggregation, has a story about Russian President Putin.
Yes.
Warning Obama against Monsanto. Apparently, he did not meet with John Kerry. He delayed their meeting for 3 hours.
I've heard this story multiple times.
Saying that, and I quote, the growing bee apocalypse will most certainly lead to a world war.
I heard that too.
Yeah, yeah. I was
or as some people would say, you fuck with the bees, we fuck with you. Excuse my profanity there, but that might be how they would say it.
To my wife and my children who are listening at this time
in
the morning.
Listening. I hope they weren't listening.
Uncle Jack said fire truck.
If you mess with the bees. Excuse me. I'm just trying to speak in the parlance of a gangster.
You kids in your current vernacular. Okay, well, of course.
Don't mess with the bees.
Don't mess. Say hello to
it
my little friends.
It would be a shame if something should happen to your nice family.
The bees. You know, we're going to get back to the music, but of course this conversation with DJ Jack Velvet would be a precursor to the fact that the Suburban Jungle is coming up in only 8 metric minutes.
8 metric minutes, yeah.
So, yes, if you were on the Imperial clock, that would be 12 and a half minutes.
I'm on the Vernier scale myself. Oh,
fantastic. I measure temperature in Kelvin.
I'm on the Richter scale.
All right.
Is that the Richter scale? I don't know.
Rectum, darn near killed him.
Darn near killed him.
Back to the music. This is Dear Rogue. No, it's Dear Rouge. From the Kids Want to Know album and the title track, Kids Want to Know. And you know what, Jack? Kids do want to know. They want to know about bees.
They want to know.
They want to know about Monsanto.
Yeah.
And they want to know about music.
And that word I said earlier.
And you'll get that all here on Tweets and Tunes. CITR.
I'm
All right. That was a little Dear Rouge, Kids Want to Know, self-titled album. Sorry, title track from their album. And that about does it. That's 90 minutes down. Well, let's call it 87 minutes in the books. You know, time flies when your girlfriend's in a coma.
That's right.
Get that. See what I just did there? Yeah. Funny reference to an earlier song that I played. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's how we do it here on Tweets and Tunes. Speaking of which, you will find us here each and every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in next week to join us here on the show at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will now turn the board over to DJ Jack Velvet, but we'll leave you with a little 2 hours traffic from the Foolish Blood. This is Last Star. Thanks for tuning in. Stay classy, Vancouver.
Morning light disappeared like the last star.